defenders of the Alliance and warriors of the Horde, heroes of Overwatch, Sanctuary, and the Koprulu Sector. This is Group Quest, a roundtable podcast from Dawnforge Productions. Join us as we gather a collection of strong voices from around the community. Now, here are our hosts, Gulvin and Joe.
Welcome back to Group Quest, everybody. Today we talk a little bit about the future of Overwatch. Just a tiny bit, a little bit about that. The Burning Crusade Classic has started. And going into a little bit also about some cosplay. I am Gulvin, and with me always as Joe, who would like to also talk about what's on GQ2. So what's on the pipeline for that, Joe?
Well, we have the State of the Republican Party, the State of some vaccine lottos, and the State of Play.
Oh, yeah, that's
How's
right.
How's it we going, Gulvin?
Good. We actually, yeah, we have to know. Well, you're obviously here, so you didn't win. That's one, right?
No, actually, that has not started yet. But,
okay.
We'll get into that and what other states are doing.
Oh, ooh,
which is
very now curious. Now I'm like, I don't even care about the WoW stuff now. I might want one. Obviously, nothing California out here, but how's yeah? I mean, I'm doing good right now. I'm looking outside. It's weird. It is not hit summer yet here, which is great, which I'm happy about. Today,
right.
Though, right before the show, there was a fire locally where I'm at, but it looks like it was just a house fire that just got into the vegetation. So unfortunately, there are going to be a few families probably displaced, but it also is right off of a main thoroughfare. So it looks good, but you know, we're starting to get into the fire season out here in California. But outside of that, terrible news. I mean, weather's been great. It's been 70s all week. Looks like it's just, we're into that nice pattern. I know some people have gotten a little bit of rain. I did get a little bit of late rain here, which is nice. Just to, you know, let the vegetation get a little bit, not too sparched. Outside of that, just super busy at work. And played a little bit of Overwatch, which we'll get into also with some new information, and a little bit of World of Warcraft, just kind of going through the campaign, going through the dailies, just playing a little bit more, you know, getting some mounts and things like that. What about you, Joe? What have you been doing?
Well, you talked about your weather. Mine is going to be, but we're in the 90s now, okay? Next weekend, we're going to be back in the pants weather. So we're gonna be down in like the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, wow.
Next weekend.
I know. That's what it is here. It's weird.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's weird.
It's June.
It's not even June.
Well, I mean, it's almost June.
Memorial Day is coming up. I mean, it's gonna be like a 3-day weekend. Yeah, it's going to be fine, but still, it's not time for 90s yet. Okay, this isn't July. It's freaking March. We need 60s and 70s. We don't need, like, super hot, like, let's go blaze in the sun weather. Okay? So, and by the way, for California, you need all the rainwater you can get.
Yep. Well, I mean, right now, actually, it's going up into the Tahoe area, and it's snowing there, and end of May snow, so that's actually really good. It's gonna end up turning into, you know, runoff, which is what they need, but just a weird year. And I think this one was weird last year, but I think it's gonna be even weirder this year, just you know, with more people being out and about and whatnot. What about in game, Joe? What have you been doing, like, played any games this week? Or
I played some Hearthstone. I've been playing with one of the Grandmaster decks. I got in some good mage games playing a mage deck with Enchantress Flow. If you get one Enchantress Flow in your opening hand, you are good. I mean, that card is like quintessential for like a lot of stuff if you're playing like a good spell deck. Okay, so.
So it's going to be banned soon, then. That's what that means.
It'll probably be nerfed at some point. Probably make it like a 3 mana. But still, it's still quite good. Still very, very good. And of course, I'm playing Far Cry 5. You know, just getting... I want to max out everything now. So I'm probably on the last turn of that. And even after that, I'll probably still play it. Just because you don't have to do a whole lot to get progression. Whereas of like in World of Warcraft or... what's that, like Heroes of the Storm or anything like that, you have to play a significant amount to feel like you're progressing along. So, and I don't have a whole lot of time to progress in games there anyway, because the time I get home, I cook something, I get a little bit of time to play a game, you know, and that's really it. So anyway.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. It's exactly how it is. Just, you know, just how it is to be, you know, working a 9-to-5-er, you know, it just, it's, you know, when you get older, that's what it is. There's nowhere a lot of free time, but the games that, you know, you do play, you always want to make sure you put the time into. For now, for Far Cry 5, are they doing any kind of Memorial Day event or anything?
I haven't seen anything there for Far Cry, for any of the Far Cry games. I think they're more worried about,
getting six
trying
done.
To get six out. Yeah.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I think it was supposed to originally be out around this time, if I recall, right? Wasn't it supposed to be like
it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be out like last month, or essentially last month. But once again, because of all the coronavirus stuff, and speaking of which, I'm going to go off a little bit here. I got my hair cut today, and you have to wear your mask.
Yeah,
at the hair salon. The bands that go around the ear, at least for me, they are like elastic.
Yes.
And she had accidentally cut one of the bands.
Yep.
I'm like, no, damn it. So she stapled it.
To your head. So not
No, she stapled it. She stapled it back together. So I got some more on order, so I don't know if I can fix it or not. But whatever.
Yeah, me.
Anyway, that's what coronavirus has done to video games, and we've said it time and time again. Mm-hmm. Things are on delay because of it. Yep. So, hey, it is what it is. But it'll be fine. You just got to be more patient.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, but glad to see you're, you know, playing a little bit of games here there. It's always good this time of year. You know, we're getting to the hotter months, you know, figuratively speaking, I guess, right now. You know, there are some big games coming out, which we'll talk about today, about what happened this week in WoW with TCBBCCWBBQ, whatever it's called.
Yeah, well, whatever that thing is.
But first, though, we had a special. This actually happened last week, but I wanted to give a little bit of time first to, you know, instead of jumping in front of last week's show. I think this is a good show with Memorial Day coming up as well. We were actually joined by Haster's father, who joined our Discord, and he reached out on us to let us know that they're planning to do have a portion of his ashes launched into the Earth orbit toward the end of 2022 aboard the Celestis Memorial Flight, and would like to know if any of his friends or fans would like to write a few words or would like to post an appropriate video on the Celestis Memorial website. We will have the link in our Discord. It is there right now to go take a look, to do some posts, anything there. And you can also reach out to him if you want to send it directly to him on our Discord, which is located on thegroupquest.com on the right side in the sidebar. So just wanted to kind of give a shout out there, you know, doing the memorial. If you want to have any kind words or would like to provide anything towards his memorial, best way to reach out, join our Discord and reach out there.
Indeed, and it is an honor to have him in our Discord.
Yes, no, most definitely. I think we are probably going to do our own separately here with the show, and then so we definitely encourage you out there as well too, if you feel like you would like to provide anything as well. Even a simple quote or something that you enjoyed that he said in a show or constantly would say in a show or something like that, feel free to provide that. Most appreciated by the family.
any stories, because I know he met with a lot of people.
Yes.
Even in person. Anything that you want to share, there is a link there in Discord, what we said, and up on the website. So please check those out.
And with that item, which makes us feel all sad now.
Yeah, so sad.
I know, yeah.
We're crying!
Yeah, but yeah, so I mean, it just feels weird. Like, time just doesn't make sense anymore to me. So it just, I don't know, it's just an odd thing. But jumping right into the news of the week, to get on more of a lighter note. This last week we talked about it, that they were coming out with some cosplay skins for Heroes of the Storm. And then they have also released an article from semi-interviews with the designers of those skins and why they did them, what they thought about them. And actually what they did is they're pitching it like they're cosplaying as those characters. So it's not like it's kind of an homage to cosplayers, because a lot of people do cosplay as either Heroes of the Storm characters or as WoW characters. And so they decided that they wanted to do an homage to them a little bit. And that's how they kind of deconstructed to do the one-to-one kind of ratio of the skins to what the hero that they would be taking those skins as. And they did also show some options for some of the skins, the ones that they're thinking of choosing for each one. And I think the funniest one to me was the Raynar 76, I guess is what it would be called, because it literally just looks like Soldier 76, but with a football padding on.
Essentially, yeah.
They also have they still don't have the Anduin costume yet. So I think they're still probably mulling that one over what they want to do. But all the other ones that are in there in the article, really good. Joe, anything you'd like to touch on that front? What'd you think about
Roadhog with stitches. That is just, I think the body types that they chose are just phenomenal. Really, and really appropriate. Like, you could have chose, instead of like Reinhardt, you could have chose Bridget.
Yes.
For that skin, but still, it is appropriate. Okay, and that's according to the model build for the Nexus. Okay, so the weapons are going to be like a little bit different. You know, if you look at hero to hero.
Yeah, it's kind of like what made sense between each one. Like, you know, when you think of one, what would their counterpart be in Overwatch, essentially?
It's still like an oversized jacket there for Raynor.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and also it's like legs look like football pads. Like, that's what I get from it, like a football pad outfit.
Exactly. Where you look at Soldier 76, he's like about 100 pounds lighter. Okay. Jim Raynor looks like a WWE superstar. Mm-hmm. Big, bulky, big guy, especially during the Monday Night Wars. Soldier 76 looks like an AEW superstar. A lot lighter, smaller, probably quicker. Okay. So, yes, it makes sense. It just looks maybe funny to some. I think a little funny to me, but I also see the arguments for awkward, because the two sizes don't match.
Mm-hmm. And then also the article was with Andrew Kinnebrew. I forgot to mention that. That's the artist, senior Blizzard artist that in the article provided, was doing kind of the feedback. And then the one thing they do mention, though, because this is the one thing that I hear a lot in my industry from a lot of my friends and coworkers about the work from home situation, and where, you know, you miss the in-person collaborative nature, which is what he said, but you know, but most of the time that they work is like just by themselves, heads down, drawing something. You're not going to be with each other. So I guess it, you know, it's kind of like how it is for a lot of other industries too, where, you know, you miss the collaboration, but if it's just stuff that needs to get done, you just start doing it yourself anyways, like by, if your own office or at your own main workstation anyway. So kind of interesting that, you know, for artists, it's probably not as difficult for them to transition versus other fields where like they require collaboration, if that makes sense to people. So kind of curious that they talked about that. So it was kind of like talking about the design and also talking about how was it working right now. So good job on the article about swapping up the questions there.
Yes.
But yeah, so it also looks like that they, the one thing that they want to, that Kinnebrew wants to do is one day is do like a shark themed skin pack. So we'll have to see, what happens there. But that's coming down the pipeline. So I think the next one we'll see is probably see like a full on trailer potentially, or also see the Anduin, model too. But yeah, really, really good article. Which then goes into another article that actually came out today, came across the pipeline today from IGN India. I try to find and see if there's a USA counterpart, but this looks like it's just an exclusive. And so
not to India, there is a USA counterpart on the IGN site.
Oh, so they just posted it later then?
Right.
Okay, because I didn't. I saw that it was India's where it posted first, and that's what it came through first. But I wasn't, but when I was posting the I try to find the USA version, but there is. We have the end of one link there though for the, that's the original article that came up, and they were mainly talking about what had happened in Blizzard with regards to the people leaving. We talked about last week another person that left, and especially with Kaplan, this is mainly the fallout from Jeff Kaplan leaving, who everybody thought, and I did too, that he'd always be Blizzard. But a lot of it had to do with you know, they're talking about, you know, over the course of a period of time, these large companies end up, you know, people leave for, you know, the burnout. They're just burned out on the work schedule, right? They work too hard.
Right.
They don't like it. They're working like that. They like to take their time. Others, they get a big offer for another position in another company that they just can't pass up, like a big promotion. Some leave because, and I think we saw that too with last week with the art, one of the artists leaving, that they started their own company because someone's like, we'll give you this money to start your own company because we like you so much. And so they're like, I can't pass that up. I'm going to be the leader of a company. Like, I can't pass that up. You know, I can do anything I want. I can build a game I want. You know, maybe they like RTS games or they like roguelikes, and Blizzard doesn't make those type of games anymore, and et cetera. Others that they've been working at the same time for so long, you know, the one though that they that is saying is that stagnation they bring up in the article, which is for me the one thing I really haven't touched on, but it does make sense. I mean, if you look at the properties they have now, what is it? Heroes of the Storm is really, they have nothing for them now, but Hearthstone, Diablo, World of Warcraft, Overwatch, and Overwatch was like the biggest game that they. Recent game that they've done, but still, even Overwatch, it's been a long time for Overwatch without the second version coming out, and how different it's going to be, etc. We still don't know. Maybe a little bit, talk about a little bit later. But Joe, like when reading this article, what really stood out from you regarding like their current departure from the Blizzard staff?
To me, it's just an overview of what has happened over the past few years that we've been covering. Okay, we've seen these people leave. We've seen, you know, these people, you know, be replaced by, you know, up-and-comers and all this and that. And I didn't know that Kaplan was there for that long, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But mainly because I didn't really care at the time, because all I cared about was the games. Okay? Now when you're doing podcasts, when you're doing any content creation, you tend to understand that people are there for large increments of time, that these things actually do happen. So I agree with right around the last line of the article where they said that everything's going to be fine, relax. You know, things will be good. The only thing that I will say is things will not be the same. There will be change because change did happen. Now, is change going to be good? Sometimes it is. Change going to be bad? Sometimes it is. We just have to wait and see as to, you know, what's actually going to happen here. Are we going to see maybe some new properties coming out? You know, we know that Diablo 4 is coming. Okay. Mm-hmm. We know that Overwatch 2 is coming. Okay. When I say new properties, I mean titles that are not those titles. Okay. That is what really keeps a corporation like Blizzard up and running right now, because of the whole society of what have you done for me lately. So it's not just a new expansion for WoW or a new expansion for Hearthstone, because those properties will be kept up because of that type of content creation. It's just we're getting to the point as players of the game of, you know, what do you have next?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have in the pipeline? And I think partly with Activision, it gets pushed through a little bit more aggressively. But you also see a lot of games or potential games falling, you know, off like the side of the road or just falling to the wayside, just not being created there at all. I mean, Titan's a good example for that, even though Activision wasn't in as much control at that time, because that was a game that was going to be, you know, brought out to the people. It just took way too long, way too many resources, mm-hmm. too much money. So eventually Blizzard had to drop it. And what happened when it was dropped? Overwatch was created because they took the bits. And I think eventually we will get to what Titan, or at least some semblance of what Titan was supposed to be. Okay, and I think we'll see some of that in Overwatch 2. It's just going to take a long time to get there. And part of that goes to all the new people coming in, because all the old people have left. And really, one of the things I think that article went into a little bit too was you know, what happened with Metzen? And the fact that, yes, he did stick around quite a bit there for Thrall, but Thrall lately, I do not believe is voiced by him anymore.
No, it is. Thrall is, yeah.
It is still?
Yeah, he reprised in BFA, he reprised his role. He's still Thrall.
Well, that's for Battle for Azeroth. That's not...
Yeah, I'm not sure about current.
Yeah, right. I don't think, because, and the reason why I say that, because not the last BlizzCon, but the last in-person BlizzCon, they had somebody else do the voice for Thrall.
I think he still does it. I don't think he's completely out of it. I think they just hire him on because he's such, you know, maybe he even does it for free, as far as we don't know. He could be doing something like that.
He's so much of a rock star status.
Yeah.
You know, he could actually do pretty much what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he could do that there with the company. So I don't know. It's just that time for that character. You know, it's almost, it's almost saying that if other people can do it in the way that Activision acts there quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
is if other people can do it and other people can do it for a less expense, okay, or we can pay somebody else less to do that exact same voice or pretty close to it, what do you think we're going to do? It's a business decision.
Exactly. And a lot of it just has to do with that, unfortunately.
Right. Right. And it's not just business decision that comes from Blizzard. It's a business decision that comes from the people that are moving on too. So it does go both ways.
Yeah. And the one thing too is because of the pandemic, you know, because everybody's forced to being home and seeing such a huge gain in gaming worldwide, because people have more time, a lot of more people are putting out, there's more venture capitalist funds trying to build game studios because they see how much money people are making out there, like how much companies are making. I mean, we talked about all the time with Blizzard stock getting huge gains and, you know, Bobby Kotick getting a bunch of money and everything. And that's just because they're able to make a lot more sales because everybody's at home. Again, that might just be, it just kind of accelerated the point. But for Blizzard, a lot of it too had to be that, you know, people just, you know, when someone big leaves, it does have a ripple effect in the company. You know, people go, wow, you know, that person's gone. You know, I looked up to them, or they helped me out here so much, or they did this and that. Even if they really were just like the CEO of the team, right, or the game, and they really didn't do too much day-to-day responsibilities, you know? And so it really is going to be dependent on, you know, what happens. You know, the one thing too is that a lot of devs, you know, they get tired of these big teams, you know, where there's 30 members on a team and they want that 10-person team again that they used to have when they started Blizzard. And I think a lot of it has to do with that, where you know, they want that indie feel again. You know, they hear from their friends that join an indie house and they go, oh, it's so great. You know, we don't have to go to department Y to get approval that then sends it to department X that then sends it to department W. And then it comes back to us. It's like, we just get it, say it looks good and it's done and we don't have to worry about it. You know, stuff like that. You know, when you get when you get big company, it's like the benefit, you know, it's that balance, right? The benefit and the negativity of a big company. But the one thing, though, is I'm very curious about, you know, Dreamhaven, I think, is probably the biggest one people are worried at, probably at Blizzard the most about, because it is primarily Blizzard devs are there with Mike Morhaime's new company. And so we'll have to see what happens there. But the one thing, too, is that they have, like, you know, they're really stagnant on releases. And I think that's also what's happening. I think that's plays a little bit of a big part, but a great article, though. I heavily recommend reading it. It goes into behind the scenes, talks about the controversies that Blizzard has had and what's people leaving as a result of that. You know, they have to, like, you know, doing other tasks that they, because cuts happen. So other Blizzard devs and people had to jump in and do stuff. And so we will have to see about, you know, 2021 though. And we'll just have to see how everything works out this year. And with that, we will be right back after a quick word from... Hey, Joe, did you know we have a Patreon?
We do have a Patreon, don't we?
Yes, we do. And so the patreon.com/thegroupquest, you can join us there and listen to Group Quest 2, which is what we talked about at the top of this show, and has additional content basically for you to listen in. You also get special rules on our Discord, all the way up to special giveaways and everything beyond that. Everything with the Patreon helps support the show. And so we thank you there for joining. So again, patreon.com/thegroupquest. Join up and thank you very much. And with that, we will jump right into some good news. So we had a couple bad, well, I guess some bad news stories, some, you know, not too good feeling stories, but we jump right into some great news. And we were kind of expecting this. It's been kind of rumored to come down the pipeline. But Overwatch 2 has released some changes. The biggest one is that they have three maps, their point of interest maps, and they release those maps as well. Not three point of interest. They have three maps, but one of them, they list the point of interest in the maps. But there are three different maps, Monte Carlo, New York, right, and Rio, are the three new maps that they included. But it also looks like they also included a Toronto map as well. I'm looking on the article at the very bottom. So it looks like four new maps. And the biggest news, though, from this entire one is that they're changing an Overwatch 2 from a 6v6 game to a 5v5 game. Joe, what are your thoughts?
To me, 6v6, 5v5, doesn't matter. Okay. The maps. I didn't click the videos. I probably should have, but I'm not going to do it now, obviously. But they always do just an awesome, awesome job of getting the right feel, the right architecture, the right art for these maps. So I'm not the one to go to for the 6v6 to 5v5, sir. I'm going to ask you the question you asked me. What do you think about that change going from a six-player format to a five-player format?
It's a bad sign for Overwatch.
Why?
Very bad. So the reason is that they will never make a change for PV for esports. A lot of speculation came out immediately. Oh, they just want to make esports more profitable. They don't care about esports. They do not care about esports at all. This is just about player base and taking long to queue. Now, instead of having to find six people on a team each, it's five. It's going to be a lot easier. You know, it's 20%, almost 15%, 15 to 20% easier to find a game. I've been noticing this because I do play Overwatch every week, that sometimes it gets exceedingly long to find a match, you know, 3-4 minutes. And so I think that's strictly based on the player base. There's not that many people like it used to play. And so they want to do this as kind of like a preemptiveness. So like, hey, we can get this done, get it easier. But there are people saying that it could be related to one tank, two DPS, two healer combos in PvP or in rankings, could potentially be that where it's like, okay, we're in a balance with you only having one tank instead of having definitely guaranteed two tanks, like two teams. You know, we'll see, but that's pretty big news though, from six to five. And I feel bad for a lot of those esports teams out there. That now we're going to have to make the decision. Are they going to continue with the six and keep him a bench player, or are they just going to go with five and cut one?
I think that this would have to be versatile, because what have we done in, you know, other, you know, in other video games. Okay. If something doesn't work, you have to adjust. Now,
Mythic, now, 25 to 20, right? That was heroic. It used to be 25 man. Now it's 20.
Right. Because it was extremely difficult to try to get, you know, enough tanks or enough healers to make those parties. Okay, everybody wanted to go DPS. You know, it's the same thing for Overwatch. It's the same thing for a lot of different games. Everybody wants to go one thing or the other. Now, admittedly, the last time that I played Overwatch, I would go in as Reinhardt. Yes, I would play a tank. I don't do that in any other games. No. But I would do that there. It's just, what do people want to play, and are the characters that interesting? That's one argument. The other argument is, how popular is the game right now? It's not very popular right now. There are other games out there. So when there are other games yep. out, people do tend to play that game. It is not, yep. it's not really the fault of the developers or the company itself. It's the nature of the beast. That's what it is. So when people come back, and they will for Overwatch 2, it's going to be the same thing all over again.
Yep.
So is the game going down? Maybe for now, but when Overwatch 2 comes out, it's going to go right back up.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I'm curious, because this is just the first thing that they released. So now that they start releasing games, they start releasing footage, people don't go, hey, I'm only seeing 10 players in this screenshot, in this video. I'm not seeing 12. What's going on? And the speculation to start. So it's good on them to bring it out now. I mean, exactly. we're probably a year away from Overwatch 2. I'd be very surprised if it's released this year. I think it's going to be a next year project. Some people are even saying it could be 2 years away. Whew, that's going to be bad for Blizzard if it is. So hopefully.
This has been like really auspicious past couple of years anyway. So given what other games have done, I am not surprised if this game does not come out this year. That it would come out next year.
We'll see. I mean, we'll know more. I'm sure there'll be a beta and everything coming out, but it's looking good. Like, I like the updates, the art updates and everything in Overwatch 2. It does look nicer, but we will have to see how that plays out. Because we have to jump into the game and get with the celebrate our 5 years of Overwatch. We just talked about Overwatch 2, and this year is the fifth year of Overwatch. With a limited time event until June 8th, you can join up and win some skins. And right now, if you log in, you will get a free legendary crate during this time. And then if you complete 27 games in the each week for the next 3 weeks, you get three new skins from Moira, Hamster. I just call him Hamster. I don't even know what his name, and Old Lady. I know Moira, Hamster, but then the Hamster Ball, and then the Old Lady. I always forget her name. I'm the person I play all every week, all the time. So it's just like my brain just, it's Old Lady. Everybody out there knows who Old Lady is. I just completely went blank on her name right now. But you get three good skins. Really looking forward to those. Overwatch anniversary. And I believe it should have all the skins available too that you don't have. So it should unlock all of them. So you might be able to go in. I'll double check after this. After the show, I'll be checking in. I haven't logged in yet for this week, but that should be available for all the skins. Usually during the anniversary, they release all the skins for purchasable. So if you're missing one skin and you've been saving up your gold, you can go right in and purchase that or buy it with real money. It's up to you. Check out there for the new skins in the next 3 weeks. Any thoughts, Joe, on this?
All looking good. Go get those skins, people.
Yeah.
Get in there. Go play.
And what's great, too, is they've changed it. So it used to be get 9 wins. Now it's play 27 games. Like, they're not even going. And this is what I talked about, I think, a couple weeks ago. That they've been doing, they've been changing these events up to be like, just play games. That way you don't have to worry about if you lose, if you log in, it's a quick game, boom, you made that game. Don't even have to worry about it, right? So I like this change. This change is very good for me, because I could play like 50 games and not get 9 wins. It's just sometimes it's just the bad, you know, draw, luck of the draw. So not too bad there. Go join up and then get those new cool items.
But it's just Hearthstone. You know, you go in, you play the games. It doesn't matter, you know, how you do.
Exactly.
You know, it's just quicker to do it. It's more time efficient. Go in, get it done.
Yep. Exactly. And then right after this, we'll jump right into the WoW news for the week.
Arg, laddie. What you be doing over there? You be not be digging up treasure, are ya?
The captain, me captain, me captain. We be finding stuff for our phones.
What you be talking about your phones? What you be thinking? What you be looking at?
We be listening to Audible, captain.
On your phone? What you be talking on your phone for? What you be saying?
No, we be listening to different audiobooks up on Audible.
Well, how did you get to these audiobooks, laddie? What you be looking? What you be seeing? What you be hearing?
Captain, just go to bit.ly/GQReads2020. You'll be hearing some audiobooks to yourself. There might be some pirate ones up there you might into.
Oh, laddie. I be thinking about that. Bit.ly/GQReads2020. All right. This might be a crappy promo, but I'll try it anyway.
And we're back. With I have to touch base. I've been listening to a lot of Audible books over the last 6 months, and I started it with our free Audible. I'll put my hand up and say I dipped the hand don't taste your own merchandise. I think is like what the joke is, kind of like for
I did,
and now I have an account with that with our code, so. Definitely join up there. I definitely recommend the Stormlight Archives series if you're a fantasy, if you like that. Start with The Way of Kings. It's like if it's audiobook, it's 55 hours long. So I listened to it over the course of a month, driving to work and back. So it's great. Stories out there. Join up there. But if you're not, if you don't care about audiobooks or books in general, that's fine. You can join up with Go Back in Time as well with the Burning Crusade Classic Experience has launched this week. The pre-patch is out there, so has the two races are available, and you can start going out and enjoying the pre-patch content. But also what they did is they starting this week too, is that you can purchase the option to purchase the Dark Portal Pass, and allowing you to boost a character on a Burning Crusade realm to level 58. But it's only one, but it's not usable on Blood Elf or Draenei characters. So the two new races are available, but you cannot boost them. But what you do get, which they added more in, which I'm glad to, is Apprentice Riding Skill, Race Specific Mount, Weapon Skill up to level 58. People always forget about that. Certain access to certain Flight Pass. A level 58 green quality gear, 4 huge brown sacks, which are 12 slot bags, and a little bit of gold. So probably 10. I haven't seen exactly how much it is right now, but it says a little bit of gold. But the main one is that you get that apprentice riding skill, which is a little bit to get, and weapon skill. People forget that back in the day you had to like train in weapons too. That's how you got your miss rate. If you didn't have high enough weapon skill, like if you only did swords all the time leveling, you had to go back and do axes. You had to go do maces. And so now unarmed, now you're just going to get all the way up to level 58, right to start. So good start for you out there. If you like doing that, Joe, any thoughts on the Burning Crusade, launch happening?
This had to happen. I mean, strictly this had to happen. You're going to send people in without apprentice writing?
Well, this is the purchased one. So this is the people that purchased that, like, startup box, if that makes sense.
Right. So if you get the portal pass, you get the apprentice writing. That's huge. Absolutely huge. Race-specific mount. Fine. And everything else had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, you purchase it, you get it, and that's good for Blizzard to make that available to people for them to get.
And also to jump in really quickly, so just the pricing points, the portal pass is $39.99. If you think about a boost, that is almost, I think the I don't know what the guy quality the boost is right now, but that's pretty much a boost if you bought it right now in game. The deluxe edition, which gives you that, is basically like the collector's edition. That gives you all the other stuff. That's $69.99. So if you don't want to level and you just want to join up with your friends and go into BCC, Burning Crusade classic version, you could just do the Dark Portal Pass and get all that stuff like Joe was mentioning.
Mm-hmm. Your option.
Yeah, and then just so you, and then also Blizzard did a great job too, not just releasing the pre-patch, which everybody's all excited about, because you can start transferring your characters over too. That's also why this is part of the news. You can start transferring if you want to copying right now. You can go ahead and do that ahead of time. But they've also helped you understand what the pain it was like to play back then, because they had to do an extended maintenance on the realms, which of course they only really did back in the day with the old games. Is that you could say, oh, we're going to launch the realms and say, oh, well, we're launching it this time. Oh, but actually, no, we're launching it this time. Oh, no, we're doing it this time. And then you log in and a bunch of stuff's broken. That is they're going above and beyond creating that classic experience for people. And so one of those things was the Black Rock Spire was changed to a 5-man. And that was a bug. And it was until Cataclysm that was available. And so they accidentally had it in there as a 5-man. And so that's going back to a 10-man, Joe. So what are your thoughts on what, what do you think of that?
I don't, it's fine.
It's fine. They want that classic experience.
Really?
Half the stuff's broken.
it's a good tip of the hat is what it is. And that's what they're trying to do. With, okay, do you remember that this happened? Do you remember that this happened? Okay, and I think way back when, before this all started, when they had the two realms at Blizzard.
Yes.
To do the meeting. I think that, you know, looking back on it, the two realms had to understand that if you wanted to go back through all the old stuff, then you have to go through all of the pains that all the old stuff brought with it.
Yep.
So, and I think everybody was accepting of those terms. And I think once Activision, you know, took control, they eventually saw the money that could be involved here, which is why, you know, the prices are what they are. It's still good prices. Don't get me wrong. But that's why Activision got on board. So, you know, that's why you're seeing all this extra stuff come on, you know, and with the character boost and all that, which makes sense, because if you don't want to be in the classic game, you want to jump into Burning Crusade, then that's what you do. Okay.
No, yeah, definitely.
But still, this is just apropos.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just apropos.
And then, yeah, like I remember, like, you know, them talking about, you're going to hate it. I mean, I see, too, a lot of things on Twitter, too, because it's opened up. People are playing the, you know, TBC, because there's like nothing to do in regular retail. So a lot of retail players are now going to, a lot of them are going to Final Fantasy 14, actually. A lot of them are coming back to Burning Crusade Classic and playing, because they're like, I just want to play a WoW game. And they're like, this is terrible. This is a terrible experience. This is not like retail. Because it just takes so long and you don't do any damage and like you could die so easily. Like, yeah, it isn't a good experience. You have to play differently. It's a lot more grindy than it is now, especially the Shadowlands. But yeah, good that they're opening that back up. Burning Crusade Classic, it is definitely one of my favorite. That and Wrath of the Lich King are my two favorite expansions of all time. The original vanilla, nothing can touch that, because that was just such a different experience back. It was so many people. It was like the new hotness, and you're like, everybody was playing it. you know, the original vanilla one when it first launched was a different experience. And it was also there was no other game like it. Like the only other game was EverQuest 2, but no one really played that. And so now there's a lot more MMOs out there that you could play. But yeah, so really hats off though to the team that got it going. And we will have to see how it plays out. Because now we get back into a little bit of a 9.1. Obviously, they're releasing some information here and there. We're not touching any of the campaign spoilers that got released. There's a ton. You can basically read the whole campaign now, I think, or pretty close to it. Each week, more and more campaign stuff gets released. I did dabble a little bit because I saw certain words that piqued my attention. People out there that know that did read it know what I'm talking about. Won't get into it at all. But the hotfixes that they did this week, a lot of them actually retain to Burning Crusade Classic, which we talked about. There's a lot of different fixes there. But there was a couple different fixes for another Sire Darnathias. The difficulty, the players are now briefly protected from Crescendo after the Hand of Destruction cast. So a little bit of a nerf as well, making it a little easier for players because a lot of, I'd say lesser guilds with quotations here, you know, guilds that are not bleeding edge guilds are now starting to jump up. And so that has been fixed. And then there was also Maelstrom was resetting the swing timer. But outside of that, the majority of hotfixes happened to be Burning Crusade Classic. What are your thoughts on seeing some of these as well, Joe? Anything bring back any memories or any thoughts?
As far as what Sire Darnathias, that just makes sense. You know, because guilds are coming up. You know, they're finally down in bosses and doing all this and that, you know. And,
yeah, I mean, like looking over some of the hotfixes and the Burning Crusade, a lot of it just has to do with fixing an issue with C'Thun. Digestive acid was doing more damage than intended. That these are like the ones I remember back in the day. So it looks like they still had those bugs back when, like Hagen the Unclean will no longer play dirty and teleport. Play dirty and teleport the tank. That was a bug in TBC when people go back, because a lot of people like to go back and farm the shoulder pads and everything, farm the loot. And so, yeah, so overall it's a lot of stuff like that. Hunters that were boosted with a character boost can now learn dual wield that those do not have to be learned by entering Stormwind. Those that do not have it can learn it by entering Stormwind and Orgrimmar. Eagle Eyes now correctly has an unlimited range. A lot of it stuff has to do with just spell changes that they made and they just never got in there. It's a lot of hotfixes though for Burning Crusade Classic, which talked about.
Poor leather workers. Leatherworking trainers have skilled up and are once again masterful enough to train artisan leatherworking.
but also the one thing too is that now we are starting to get 9.1 stuff done. And what are the ones things they always do towards the end of 9.1 when they're getting ready to maybe potentially launch it? LFR raid testing. So raid testing and LFR has started, which means probably over the course of, I'd say, next month in June, we'll probably have a majority of the raid testing done. Once we start hitting this raid testing, as everybody out there probably remembers, that is always the trigger point for when a major content patch is going to be coming out, because that's the last thing they care about is the raid testing. And so we will see. Joe, any thoughts on that?
Getting raid testing done. It's getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
Getting closer. Let's see. What did we say about June? Did we say June?
A lot of people think it's going to be June 29th. That's what a lot of people are saying. There's a lot of spoilers out there that people are saying, the release date is June 29th.
Fourth of July weekend.
So they think that's
going to be Fourth of July weekend.
Yeah, because remember, if you are in the United States, that Monday is the holiday. So that's the day that you celebrate it in the United States. So a lot of people get a nice 3-day weekend, like we're coming up next week.
Some get more if they're smart. I gotta check and see when my next vacation day comes in.
Yeah,
but
yeah, you just take more.
No, the
also known as the poor man's vacation. You take that 4 days and you get that free fifth.
Yeah, I heard that. Really, this is a good sign. This is a good sign that this shows that, yes, they're working on getting the rage right, at least right to them. we just die a lot as players. And it really does show that the time for 9.1 is coming. It's coming, and it's going to be really soon. Not really Blizzard soon. Not next week, but somewhere between the two.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really soon.
Yeah, because they're doing the raid testing, so that's like the trigger point. Yes. I think it's going to be after that, though. Personally, I think it's me the 13th. If that would be the earliest for me. I think they want to get it out after the weekend. But then it would be really smart, though, to have them release it on the 29th, right before that 4-day weekend. People will be playing it. You know, I'll be playing it on that long weekend. So definitely very exciting, though, to see what comes out. I'm really excited about the campaign. What I've seen so far is very good. So if you're out there on the campaign, really, maybe you stop playing. Wow. 9.1 is looking really good as far as content goes for the beginning.
9.1's the thing. There you go. 9.1's the thing. No, this is just, it's looking really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking really good. Now, I don't know how it's playing. I don't want to know how it's playing. Okay. I want to experience it myself.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's why we're keeping it. There's a lot of information that came out this week for 9.1, but it was specifically towards spoiler campaign items. And so, we're taking a step back from that. Experience it in game is always the best thing. But with that, Joe, I think we're going to wrap up a little bit of a light show this week. We will be off next week. If you're, if you weren't in the pre-show before on Joe's Twitch stream,
yep.
We'll be off next week. And so we'll be back after Memorial Day. So have a great weekend next week, everybody. Joe, anything last words from you?
One thing.
What would you like on your tombstone?
One thing that we didn't talk about there last week, and I totally forgot to bring it up last week, but did you know that Chromie is LGBTQ?
Yes, I think I came out on that Saturday, or if I remember. No, it was 6 days ago. So yeah, it was like that's when it came out, and I did see that on that Monday that it was circulating pretty largely, and I forgot to put it on this one. But yeah, it was from, I believe it was from one of the developers, the main developers there at Blizzard, that they had confirmed it. Because the pronoun apparently in the story has changed. The reference is they, I believe, in the story.
Okay, so is it male dragon to female character, or...
No, what it is it's so there's a short story that reveals that they're the time traveling gnome whose dragon form Chronomaru uses male pronouns, and then now that she her pronouns in all instances there. So what they're saying is that they're because the they're using different type of pronouns in the short story that they're confirming that they're a transgender.
Okay. This really isn't a surprise anymore.
Then Steve Danuser, I believe, or is this Dan User, but I'm pretty sure that's Dan User. I think it just reads that way.
Right.
Someone asked a question on it because of what the story said on his Chromie story. He said, pronoun usage through the course of the story was done deliberately. I encourage readers reading the story as a whole rather than just excerpts. Prior to the Visage Day ceremony, Chromaramaru is a he, him. Afterwards, she, her in both mortal and dragon forms. So the story actually, the Feral Fairy Tales of Azeroth is actually coming out this Tuesday. That's where this is going to be at. So the story is actually coming out this week. I'm surprised I didn't see that in any of the feeds. I did not see this anywhere when I was looking for stories. So good catch, Joe, on that one. What are your thoughts about that? There being Blizzard making these kind of inclusive stories.
This is really, really interesting. I think providing these stories and giving some backstories to the characters and really reforming these stories in some part really does happen from time to time. If you look at DC Comics, they do it a lot. Marvel does it a lot. So when you're doing that within video games, especially with a video game that has been going on for so long as to what WoW has, it's not a surprise. So I think so long as the story is interesting in a positive manner, or maybe in a positive controversial matter, then I think that this is a good route that Blizzard has taken with this character. So really well done. Good on you, Blizzard. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, you want to make a game inclusive of everybody that plays it, because not just one person or type of person or individual plays it. Everybody does. And
right.
Making a game inclusive, like they just did with the race chain, the race update for the character customization, definitely makes people feel more comfortable. You know, we do understand it is a fantasy game, but it just, you know, making people feel comfortable when they play, you know, everybody should feel okay playing the game.
Now I would keep the characters as like male, female still, but to have like a Pelagos and now a Chromie, you want this integration to be slow. You don't want this to be like, boom, here they are. Okay.
Well, in an IP like World of Warcraft that's been around for a very long time, it's going to be more difficult to just change up, and they, you know, they want to keep characters as they are as much as possible. I understand what you're saying with like for the gender specific ones. I don't really care. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. Like if they want to do something, they can, right. They can do something. I'm in it to play a game. I don't care if my character looks female, looks male, as long as I can hit someone in the face with an axe. That's all I care. I'm very simple minded when it comes to games and story. I played, you know, I played both stories, a bunch of different ones. It doesn't matter to me. I think for Blizzard, it's going to be that tightrope that they're going, right? They want to be inclusive. They're definitely an inclusive company on that front, but then they also have to walk the tightrope of the longtime fans that, you know, that may like a character a certain way. Like you said, but thumbs up that they're doing something. It's, you know, it's better than doing nothing, which a lot of companies out there do. So at least they're trying to be more inclusive, for their user base. But like you said, with that, let's jump out of the show. Unless you have any last thoughts on that?
Nope. I do not. So
where can they find you, Joe, on the internet?
You can find me at Joe Brumser on Twitter, twitch.tv/JoeSpace, and twitch.tv/stackup.org. That's more Far Cry 5 tomorrow morning. Golvin, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at GolvinVersus, youtube.com/GolvinVersus, where I have all my archive videos. twitch.tv/Golvin, where next week, which is the reason why I'm making this change, is that I will be able to stream finally. I did do some testing. It's not that, not the, it doesn't do it. It gets way too hot when I do just the air one. So I'll be doing more streaming there, and then monkcraftpodcast.com, where I'm still trying to work out some monk stuff there. Probably when 9.1 is more finalized, we have a date. You'll probably see some stuff pop up there for that, if you're curious about monks. The groupquest.com, watching all archive shows, show@thegroupquest.com for if you have any questions, and then @groupquest on Twitter. patreon.com/thegroupquest if you would like to join our Patreon. And for myself and for Joe, we'll see you on the other side of maybe Overwatch 2 sometime in 2030.
Long way down the road.
You have been listening to Group Quest. The theme music was Intended Force from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. For more information and other great shows, point your web browser to thegroupquest.com. Follow the show on Twitter at GroupQuest.
I'm Brian Black from the Realm Maintenance Podcast, and for over 7 years, I've been tracking podcasts covering your favorite Blizzard games. Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, Hearthstone. People are talking about these games every week, and Realm Maintenance has been around to help you find your favorites, perhaps add some new shows to your playlist, and learn more about the creators behind the microphone. In 2020, Realm Maintenance is proud to continue on as part of Warcraft Radio. You can listen to new episodes of Realm Maintenance on all major podcast platforms at the end of each month. Each show includes multiple interviews with podcasters and other content creators, along with a recap of all of the biggest episodes from your favorite Blizzard game podcasts, and occasionally information about new shows to check out that you might have not known about before. You can follow at Realm Podcast on Twitter for show news and updates, and for my weekly podcast roundup articles and a directory with links to over 100 shows covering all Blizzard Entertainment franchises, visit Warcraft Radio at warcraftradio.com.
This show is brought to you by StackUp.org. Do you want to help out veterans? To do so, go to StackUp.org. There you will find out ways you can help veterans out. We start out with supply crates. Crates are delivered to veterans who have served or are serving their countries now. Air assaults are our way to get veterans back into the populace by sending them to places like BlizzCon and E3. The stacks are smaller groups in more local locations, such as Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh, or Columbus, Los Angeles. The big one is our Overwatch program, where we confront mental health issues like PTSD. Mental health issues are the biggest thing that confront veterans on a daily basis. If you want to help us out, go to stackup.org, click the donate button up in the upper right, or you can be a part of the StackUp stream team. You can join our Overwatch program and help out all the people with issues, mental health issues. And you can also raise money if you're streaming a social platform. Just make sure that you go to stackup.org first and get with one of the managers. And remember, veterans are our mission. Gaming is our passion. Just go to stackup.org for more information.
This podcast is part of the Dawnforge Network. Copyright 2020.